Yambio Town resident Mijafar David says although most people in Yambio turn up during the yellow fever vaccination campaign last week, many people living farther away did not receive the shot.
They are coming, but currently it's like they have stopped the vaccine because I don't see it again. So there is no vaccine now taking place. It's like the energy actually come in, so there is no vaccine. What I can tell you is the majority of the vaccination, but I don't think that everyone or every community has the access to the vaccine. I mean, went for the vaccination because as many also in this community, it's like people were not vaccinated at all.
Bangafu Justin, another Yambio resident, says most people in the three counties of Yambio and Zara and Tombora in Western Equatoria State welcomed the yellow fever vaccines. Justin says he and his family were vaccinated during the campaign and have not experienced any side effects.
I was among the people who first who took it the very day when it was launched, and other colleagues of mine also they took the vaccination. Even all my family members also took it. Up to now, I've not had any complaints from anybody about the reaction or anything concerning the vaccination. I think people took the vaccine and there is no much reaction on it.
Western Equatoria State Minister of Health James Abdallah says thousands of people got vaccinated against yellow fever after an outbreak last December. He says at least 5 people have been infected with the viral disease.
The 2 cases, I'm sure their situation is good because there's no any report from the center regarding the 2 confirmed people that had been admitted. For example, there were 5 people which was admitted. 3 was already released and remained 2, and 2 also is near to go.
Dr. Mutale Nakashalo leads the World Health Organization team for universal health coverage for communicable and non-communicable diseases. She says the WHO and the Ministry of Health are responding to the recent outbreak in Western Equatoria. Yellow fever is an acute viral hemorrhagic disease transmitted by infected mosquitoes and poses a significant public health threat. Dr. Nekashalo urges the public to be on the lookout for yellow fever symptoms and to immediately visit a health center if they have them.
So with yellow fever, it usually mimics some of the symptoms in malaria. And then one peculiar thing about yellow fever is the yellowing of the eyes. You see that the white part of the eye starts appearing yellow. And if that is not managed, it can actually progress into more severe.
Dr. Nikashalo says WHO and the Ministry of Health plan to vaccinate about 610,000 people in Yambio, Tombora, Ezo, Iba, and Meridi during the campaign. Nikashalo says a single dose of vaccine is very effective in protecting against disease. She also urges people to ignore rumors the vaccine causes infertility.
And you only receive it once and you receive lifelong protection. Another thing I would want to advise or urge the community is to make sure that they go to the facilities. They should not shun away from it. Because I know in some communities, they've been saying that when you receive the vaccine, it might affect your fertility, you may not have children. But all that is just, they're just misconception. I am one example of a person that actually received my vaccine way before I even started a family, and I am already a mother of 3.
South Sudan last yellow fever outbreak was in November 2018 in Sakuri Payam and Zara County in what was then known as Budue State, and it's now Western Equatoria State. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.